Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and remembering
our favors.
Greetings and welcome once again, our beautiful radio listening audience, to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you so much for joining us as we pray that we will bring you the information that you're searching for, your spiritual information, to guide you through the day and to share with others. We have a wonderful broadcast coming up as usual. And inshallah, we want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Today's discussion is going to be about the world is a prison for the human soul, huh? Have you thought about that? The world is a prison for the human soul. Something to think about, huh? Now think about ourselves as souls. We just only look at the outside of us, the spiritual part of us, the physical part of our body. And we see ourselves only from the outside and don't really see our true selves. So today, we're bringing you something to really think about. And we pray that you will sit back, relax, and enjoy the discussion today. Join us. Please join us. This is your show, not just our show. When Imam Shahid Shabazz finishes his speech, push the number one button on your phone and ask questions or give comments. Give some feedback and let us know what you're thinking. And now I'm going to give you today's discussion, a summary of today's discussion. This world is a prison for the human soul. So freedom for human life is to reject this world of evil and know that your real life is spiritual life inside your heart. That is, when your heart is pure and clean. This is why Allah says over and over again in the Quran, He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean. Sin and evil doing makes the human heart dirty and unclean. Only the goodness and righteousness of Allah can clean and purify the human heart. People, Allah says the end of evil is evil, and He says that the end of good is good. So people, Allah only accepts your good. Allah does not accept good and evil, but this is what most people in this world deceive. This is why they're deceived, and they deceive themselves to believe. Only good morality can save the human soul from the evil of self-will. Sounds like a beautiful discussion here today, something beautiful to talk about, something interesting, something serious. Serious, people. We are not physical bodies, we are souls. And we need to think seriously and ponder seriously about who we are. And now, without any further delay, we will give you Imam Shahid Shabazz. Sometimes it seems like this song is not going to bring us up on time here. Get in to him. Get them on here. Okay, let me see what's happened here before 1 minute, please. All right, looks like that's the back to my studio again here. don't know what's happening here. One moment, please. It's like for some reason, this is trying to be one of our days. Let's see if we can bring it up again. Get me kicked out of the studio here. So if you are patient for a moment, these things happen sometimes, and we have to just suffer with it for a minute. Okay, I'm going to try again and see if we can get Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right.
Walaikum
salam. We had one of those struggles there for a minute today getting you on and bringing you on. All right, so Imam Shahid Shabbat, you're on the air now.
I greet everybody that's listening this morning, this new day, that we have an opportunity to prepare our souls, as the sister said, for our spiritual journey back to our Creator. So we will begin with prayer. We come in the world in prayer, and we lead the world in prayer too, whether we're good or evil, because nothing can resist the power of Allah. Not evil or good, don't try, but evil can't resist the power of Allah. So we will start with the opening prayer in the Holy Quran, a chapter, Surah in Arabic. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the evolver, the cherisher, and sustainer of the worlds. The most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, Allah, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor, not of those who reject faith in you and go astray from your righteous path. Amen. So people, again, I greet you in the greetings of peace, the peace of Allah, your Creator. Assalamu alaikum. I want to first start by saying, people, let's think about what I'm about to say real deep. We know that everything created have a creator. And everybody know that whether they admit it or not. The very fact that you is existing, you know you didn't just come here on your own. You know, and a lot of people tend to have the notion, and this is out of ignorance, because they don't know their creator. They don't have faith in their unseen creator. He's spiritual. You have to have faith. Faith is belief in unseen things, not things, but unseen realities. Not like the sister said, not belief in what you see. So Allah is not only our creator. He didn't just create us and leave us in this evil world without helping us. He gave us the help we need to make it through this evil world and get back home to him and his eternal heaven in the hereafter. But there are certain requirements we have to make. There are certain responsibilities that go with us being created by Allah. Allah didn't just create us and leave us. Again, Allah is not only our creator, but Allah is our guardian. A guardian is the one who protects you. And in fact, Allah, one of his attributes, is the protector. So even though we know dangers that we can see the danger coming, and we can avoid those dangers sometimes. But there are many dangers like that's coming at us. They're forces of evil, and they are in the form of evil spirits that we can't see, and we ain't got no defense against those forces of evil except that we have faith in our Creator, because He knows the seen and the unseen. And not only do He know the seen and the unseen, He controls the seen. Everything we see, and He controls everything we don't see. And I see it in another way. Not only do He know our thoughts, but He knows what's in our heart. He knows what we're feeling. He knows what we desire. And He knows what we're going to do before we even do it. He knows the present. He knows the past. And He knows the future. This Creator, Allah, that I'm talking about, He's always existed. He's eternal. He have no beginning and no ending. No one can give you a time, as man called time, which ain't really real, that the Creator came into existence. Nobody know when He came into existence, because nobody existed but Him. He's always existed, people, and He always will exist. But He created us as human beings, and He put us in a world. And He say He put us in this world to test us and to test our faith. And so here is one place I want to start at that He revealed to me to share with you all today. And this is right here. He says He created us, and he put our life here on earth only to test our faith, to see who would be best in conduct. He say this world is like a school. He say we are created by Him and put here to learn lessons about His world, unseen, and to prepare for His world, unseen. He say He is the only reality, people. He say all that's in this world will pass away. He say, but all that's in His world, a reality, spiritual reality, will last forever. Okay? People, we have a beginning. All creation have a beginning, and all creation have an end. And when we think and we seek sincerely to know our Creator and to worship our Creator, then He will bless us to learn the purpose of our life here. Then we will know our real life, like the sister say, is spiritual life. It is not animal life. We have two life. We have an animal life, and we have a spiritual life. The spiritual life, like the sister said, is inside our body. Our animal life is our body. We have to choose which life we want, the animal life or our spiritual life. And Allah, our Creator, give us that choice. In today's world, as the sister said, most people, and the Creator, He confirms what the sister say. The Creator say most people choose the animal life and the animal carnal the desires and pleasures, which are evil pleasures, because He say this whole world is an evil world. He say the root of all evil is the love of this world. And can't we see that more today than ever before? People who are only striving for material things, they are evil. We can look at the president up in Washington, D.C. The richest people on the earth, they are the most diabolical and evil people. They're trying to kill off the majority of the people so it can be a world just for them. That's the Satan in them. So we have to understand, people, we're not in heaven. We're in a world similar to hell. And the Creator do say, as the sister said in the topic open the beginning, you know that this world is a prison, the Creator say, for our mind and our soul and our mind. And the only way you can become free, he say, you have to disown this world and everything in it. That beginning with disowning your animal life. You have to disown your animal life. Now, what do I mean by that? That means don't take care of yourself? No. That means you have to disown your animal life. Why? Because your animal life only desire the evils of this world. They're called nafs in Arabic, meaning false desires. So as long as you're into following what you want to do yourself and not your creator, you will always be in false desires. I said this way and then I pause. The creator say all that is good come from him. He's all good. And our creator Allah say all that is evil come from our own, as the sister says, self-will. Assalamu alaikum.
Malikum Islam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. As you can see, we are off to a great start this morning with Imam Shahid Shabazz. And our discussion here, a very strong discussion here. We have to come to understand that we're not this physical body, and this physical world is really not the world that we're in. Everything is an illusion, and we're here for a purpose, for a reason, to be tried and tested so that we would become a better human being, the best human being. We're constantly striving towards perfection, and we're striving to reach that goal. And they used to have a song that says, if I never reach perfection, Lord, I tried. My mama used to sing that song so much, so often, when she was working around the house. And that's what we want to say to people. That's what we want to do. We might not reach perfection, but we want to try to be the people, the person that we can be for our creator, as perfect as we can be for his pleasure, to please him. For us being created, being here on earth. And now we will see if we have any guests here. Yes, we do have some guests. A beautiful person here. Beautiful. Whoa, whoa. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
And hello. All right, brother. I hear you now. I didn't hear you at first. All right. How are you today?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Praises are due to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. I wanted to take a minute to speak to you about Inner City Voice for Dawah, which is a Quran reading program done by using videos of the solutions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in the Holy Quran for guidance for mankind. I see a lot of flyers on the internet, on Facebook, and throughout the city of Atlanta where I live, advertising that they have an Arabic program to teach people how to read the Quran in Arabic. And this is a good thing because we get a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings when we pronounce the difficult Arabic words in the Quran. However, the Quran is a book of guidance for all mankind. And we're not reading the Quran in English. On Yom Kiyamah, the Day of Judgment, Allah is not going to judge us on how good our Arabic is, because everybody in the Jannah, in the hereafter, will speak Arabic. Arabic is the language of the Jannah.
That's right.
I think once before I had mentioned to you that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that logatu Arabiya, logati, wa logatu Quran, wa logatu Jannah. Arabic is my language. Arabic is the language of the Quran. And Arabic is the language of Jannah.
That's
so we're
right.
all going to speak Arabic. But now we have to get to the Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge us on how well we follow His commands in the Holy Quran, Sharia. So we need to start taking a look at these videos or find another way to discuss among yourselves in the masjid the guidance that is in the Holy Quran to solve the problems of bullying and alcoholism, backbiting, spying on each other, and the different illnesses that are affecting and have been afflicting mankind for thousands of years. I wanted to talk a little bit today about what Allah says about forcing people into Islam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Contrary to what many believe, armed jihad is not meant to force non-Muslims into Islam. There are many Quranic verses that order Muslims to live in peace with any peaceful people, whether Muslims or not. This is clear, for instance, in the following verse. Allah does not forbid you to treat kindly and act equitably towards those who have neither fought you in the matter of religion nor driven you out of your homes. Indeed, Allah loves the just. He only forbids you to take for friends those who fought you in the matter of religion and drove you out of your homes and cooperated with others in your expulsion. Those who take them for friends are indeed wrongdoers. This is in Surah Al-An'am. Here doubt may arise. Is it all right to treat the disbelievers who are not hostile kindly? And should the disbelievers who are hostile be treated unjustly? The answer is that in this context, the Arabic word justice has been used in a special sense. It means justice demands that you should not be hostile to those who are not hostile to you. For it is not justice to treat the enemy and the non-enemy alike. You have every right to adopt a stern attitude towards those who persecuted you for embracing Islam and compelled you to leave your homes and pursued you even after your expulsion. But as for those who were not partners in persecuting you, you should treat them well and fulfill the right they have on you because of blood and other relationships. So it's clear that we should not treat non-believers just because they're non-believers unjustly. We should not treat them harshly. If they live in peace with us and respect us, then they have a right on us to, when they meet us, to be treated kindly and respectfully. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Imam, and we thank you, Brother Abdul Kareem Shabazz. We thank you very much. I'm going to give a little the clear teachings of Allah from the Quran here too, and that coincide right with what you were saying. That's right. Allah say in the Quran, He said, even those who reject faith in His reality, He said, forgive them. He said, forgive them. Allah say to those who in the Quran also to those who don't. He said, repair evil of any nature of evil. He said, repair evil with that which is better. And we had a saying, and you all knew it before me, you're older than me, that two wrongs don't make a right. So see, even though we know that the Arabic is the language of Allah, the language of Quran, the language of heaven, Jannah, Allah says this truth has to be broken down to people in their own language so they can understand the meaning of his truth so that they can actually live by his truth in their everyday practical life. You can't live, you can read, but we used to have a saying also, out of all our knowledge, get some understanding. If you read, if you're teaching me any language and I don't understand the language, how am I going to know what you're even saying to me, let alone be able to live by what you're saying to me? I will not. So that's very clear, and it's very important that we understand that, because, like you said, our example of how we are to live the Islamic life, the right Islamic life, is Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him, the last and universal prophet of the Creator Allah for all human beings. I want to read here out of the Quran. This is Surah 10 called Yunus or Jonah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Is it a matter of wonderment to people that Allah have sent Allah's inspiration to a man from among themselves, that he should warn mankind of their danger and give the good news to the believers that they have before their Lord the high rank of truth? But say the unbelievers, this is indeed an evident sorcerer. Your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he established himself on the throne of authority, regulating and governing in all things. No intercessor can plead with him except after his permission have been obtained. This is Allah, your Lord. Allah, therefore, serve. Will ye not then be of those who are warned? To Allah will be your return of all of you. The promise of Allah is true and sure. Allah is the one who beginneth the process of creation and repeateth it, that process. That is Allah, that Allah may reward with justice those who believe in Allah and work righteousness. But those who reject Allah will have drops of boiling fluids and a penalty grievous because they did reject faith in Allah, reject Allah. Allah is the one who made the sun to be a shining glory and the moon to be a light of beauty and measured out stages for it, that we might know the number of years and the count of time. No wise did Allah create this but in truth and righteousness. Thus do Allah explain his signs in detail for those who understand. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Jair Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And I appreciate number one, but especially those of you who are listening in, and I do know we have listeners because I've been checking our statistics, and we had 10 listeners last Sunday, I see. So, people, we know you want to hear, we know a lot of us don't like talking, but just a little comment, a word or two. Let us know how you feel about our show to speak. Are you receiving the information that you brought to us to speak? Are you being testified? Are you passing the word on to others and sharing? And having them tune in and come on also. You need your feedback. So if you can take time for just a minute, it only takes a minute. Push the number one button. Your number will show up in the studio, and we will be glad to have you to hear your comments or your questions that you have. So, people, if you would do that for us, we'd love to know how you are feeling about the show and what concerns you have. And now I will see if there are any more guests here. So far, we only have one guest. And that's, again, people, you don't have to listen to the show the whole while. You don't have to come on stay on for so long. It's up to you. We do give you up to 15 minutes if you are invited as a guest to talk. Anybody else that comes on the show, we give you about 5 minutes to ask questions and comments and give comments. But people, we want to hear from you, all right? So push the number one button on your phone and let your number also show up in our studio audience. And now we have, again, our guest, Emmanuel Green from Atlanta, Georgia.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
I'm going to continue a little bit here. Allah has prohibited coercing people to accept religion, saying there is no compulsion and coercion in regard to religion. The right thing has made distinct from the wrong thing. Now, whoever rejects Tawhid and believes in Allah has taken a firm support that never gives way. And Allah, whose support he takes, hears everything and knows everything. Allah is the helper and protector of those who believe in him. He brings them out of the depths of darkness into the light. As for the disbelievers, they have Tawhid as their patron, who drives them out of the light into the depths of darkness. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah. The word Tawhid...
Brother Imam, can you explain what Tawhid means? What that mean in Arabic?
Yes, I can. The word Tawhid means everyone who disregards the limits of the law. The Quran uses this word for one who rebels against Allah and claims himself to be the master and the sovereign of Allah's servants and forces them to become his servants.
Okay.
The one who rejects becomes a slave, not of one, but of several forms of Tawhid. One of these is Satan, who goes on tempting him with many false and alluring temptations. Another is his own self that makes him a slave of passion and lust and misleads him into crooked ways. Then there are others, his wife and children, his kith and kin, his clan and family, his friends and nation, his political and religious leaders, and his government. All these are Tawhid for him and desire to make him a slave of their wishes and their ambitions. And this slave of all these masters wastes his whole life trying to accomplish the impossible feat of pleasing each and every one of them.
That's right.
Man's rebellion against Allah has 3 degrees of criminality. So when you rebel against Allah, you're a criminal in
That's
the
right.
eyes of Allah. One of the degrees of criminality is called fasik, disobedient. Fasik is disobedient. If one professes to be his Allah's subject but acts against his commandments, this is fasikun.
Yes.
Another is kafir. This is a disbeliever. If one becomes independent of him, of Allah, or owes allegiance to someone else, he's a kafir. Another is
Could you explain
kafir.
What a kafir is?
A kafir is a disbeliever.
Okay.
He doesn't believe in Allah.
Okay.
The third one is Tawhid. If one rebels against Allah and exerts to make his subject subservient to himself.
Right.
Such a one may be Satan or a priest or a religious or a political leader or a king or a state. Therefore,
right.
no one can be a true believer of Allah unless he disowns Tawhid. We mentioned the word darkness. What does darkness mean? Darkness stands for the darkness of ignorance. When people are ignorant, yeah. they're in the dark. They
That's
don't
right.
know what's going on, but they think they know.
That's right.
And that this causes one to go astray from the right way and to spend
right.
all one's efforts and energies in the wrong way.
That's correct.
In contrast to the light, which stands for the light of the truth, which enables
yes,
one to clearly see the reality and perceive the real aim of life and
That's
consciously
right.
and deliberately follow the right way.
Yes.
So it's important that we understand these basics of Islam. And I really encourage you to go to your masjid and encourage your imam to hold discussion groups about what Allah says about
That's right.
the different illnesses that we're suffering from today and how we can improve our belief, how we can improve our worship. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very beautiful, very beautiful, very well said, very well explained. We thank Allah much. I was talking about you last night. So we thank Allah for bringing you on the program as an addition, powerful addition, because of your sincerity, your dedication to Allah, and your time you spent over in the actual where Islam started, over in the East, over where the prophets and the messengers walked and lived. And to study under those who are descendants of the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, who we know are following the truth, because they, Prophet Muhammad said in his last sermon, he said, I leave you with two. I'm not going to say things, because like the brother said, English is not the truth. It's just we so it's best to try to learn Arabic, as the brother Imam said, because you will not get the correct understanding that Allah, your Creator, is speaking to you to guide you on His right path, unless you understand His language, which is Arabic, of the Quran, of the Quran. And so so we thank Allah for the clear teachings of what you said, Brother Imam, and the Imams do, and the 45 years Allah has blessed me to be in Islam, you're right. We're at a time now where it's more crucial than ever. You can tell Imams are not teaching the people the Quran because of their conduct, the Muslims. Now we know as teachers, and the co-host, she's a teacher. She's been teaching even in the secular world for a long time and in Islam. As a teacher, you have to sit down and take time to understand. Even Allah says, I want to mention this story because it's important. This is about Prophet Musa or Moses, peace be upon him. Now, this is a prophet of Allah, great prophet of Allah. Allah was teaching him the way, how to follow his way. And so Allah sent him to a wise man that Allah has blessed with his wisdom. And this wise man told Prophet Musa, he said, from the beginning, he said, I want to explain something to you. He said, don't ask me questions about things until I first explain to you why I did these things, okay? And so they went on the journey, and every time someone happened, Prophet Musa would question them, say, why did you do that? And he said, I told you you wouldn't have patience with me until I explained to you why I did these things. So this is the same thing the brother Imam is talking about. If you taught the truth, you have to be given an explanation of what the truth means. What does it mean in my everyday life? How can I apply this to make my life better and the world better at large for all human beings. So you can only do this by reading the Quran, reciting the Quran. And I was sharing with a student of mine here in North Carolina the other day, Allah say, don't read his book either fast. He said, take your time, because I think you talked, Brother Imam, last week, as the Quran was being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, it was revealed to him in stages, not all at once, over a period, correct me if I need correcting, of 23 years. Is that right?
Yes, 23.
Are you here? Okay, so that shows you that, excuse me, even the prophet Muhammad, the last prophet of all people, for all people, he didn't get the truth of Allah except over a period of time. And in that 23 years, Allah revealed the truth to him, his truth to him in stages. And he revealed it to him at points and times in the life of the people that they needed to cure the ills of the people at the times for the evils, like you're saying. So it was the Quran that cured the evils and the ills in the whole entire world, not just in Mecca and Medina, but the whole world 1,400 years ago to this very day. The only reason we have any good in the world, the only reason we have any intelligent people in the world, is because of this Holy Quran that was revealed 1,400 years ago, and that was from our Creator, and he revealed all of his truth that he revealed to all of his prophets and messengers in that one book. That's how important that one book is, called the Holy Quran. And believe it or not, there's more non-Muslims that's got Quran than you may even believe. And they won't tell you, but you can hear them talking in this country here. And you know it's coming from the Quran. And everything good that's happening today is because of the revelations of the Holy Quran. But the Quran must be taught to people in a way that they can understand the Quran and know how to apply the Quran in their everyday life. I was sharing with Fr. Allah say, when you read the Quran, read a little bit. Don't try to overdo it. Read a little bit. And as he blessed you to understand that little bit, apply it in your life before you continue to just keep reading the Quran. And so patience is a virtue. I want to mention that because, you know, as you say, Brother Imam, you only get into like anything, whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out. I took up martial arts. This is part of the discussion. And I wanted to quit almost every day because it was so hard. But I had my teacher had a lot of students. All of them quit but me. And I wanted to quit almost every day. But I knew I needed the discipline that martial art was teaching, because it was teaching about your inner soul and not just your body. I was blessed to break a brick. And I told my teacher first, before he told me, I got you to a level where you can break this brick now, a red brick, one of the red bricks. I say, I break my hand. He said, you're not going to break your hand. I said, yes, I am. I don't see how I can do that. He say, you're not going to break the brick. He says, the power of your spirit in you that's going to break the brick, the power of Allah. He said, when you tune out this world, this unreal world, and you realize that the only power is the power of the Creator in your soul, inside of you, when you hit the brick, you're going to go right through the brick. He said, so just focus on that the Creator really have power over his creation, and you're just a part of his creation. So the power, his power works inside of you. He's saying when you do, you get to that level, you hit the brick, you're going straight through it. I hit the brick, I tapped it, and it split right in half. And I was like shocked. I was like, I came out of a unconsciousness back to consciousness. So this is how we have to learn the Quran. We have to have people to teach us, and we have to be patient with our teachers and our teachers have to be patient with us. And we do indeed need more imams. If you're listening, you need to start teaching the believers in your area, your prospective masjids around this country, more Quranic practical teachings like the imam just taught, more and more every day. You got a lot of imams doing it on Facebook and other computer programs they got to reach the people. I commend you for that. Continue to do that. And the programs that the imam is sharing with you from Atlanta, I encourage you to follow through and look on the computer and go to those programs so you can learn the Quran. As I said, I got a new student that just accepted Islam under my the guidance of Allah through me, and she's just so excited about reading the Quran. She said, can you bring me a Quran? She's still in another city. She said, because I want to have it with me all the time, read it all the time. And that's the attitude we should have. That's the attitude that Prophet Muhammad had. That's the attitude that all his followers had, especially during the first 3 years of his mission as a prophet. Oh, man, Allah said they're the best generation of Muslims because he said they loved the Quran. And, man, they used to go to each other's houses because the enemy was at them, and they would go at night and in secrecy, and they would just read the Quran, and, man, it would be just like they in heaven, and they were in heaven. Because when you're reading the words of Allah in the Quran, Allah say he speaks to you. And Allah say his truth in the Quran, it increases the faith of the sincere believer in him and increases their love and desire to live this in this world to please Allah and not to please themselves or them other false gods that the imam mentioned. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Well, we want to thank you for joining us this Sunday. And as you can see, we have another very serious, beautiful, interesting discussion, people. We're learning more about ourselves each Sunday from listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz. And learn the message that has been sent to us from our Savior, Almighty Allah, through the Quran. And people, take seriously what you hear. Look at the times. See what's going on, what's happening. This is not all by accident, or even from a few people. Because we don't hear, we don't obey, because we rebel and want to do our own things. We want self to please self and not listen to what Allah has sent for us, the way that he has sent us to live, his guidance, we reject it, throw it to behind our back, so to speak. And we try to do as self wants us to do, to be a part of this world, to please this world. So that's the consequences of what you see happening today. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Disobedience to the will of Allah. And you doing your so-called, your thing. Yourself thing, your own thing. This is the results of it. No guidance, no direction. Just all over the place, doing everything in all kinds of ways. So you end up with this chaotic confusion, this corruption, this destruction, all of it that comes out of not following the guidance, the right guidance of your Creator, the Almighty Allah. And now we're going to have our imam here from Georgia speak again.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. You know, we've had the first testament, which is the Torah. We've had the second testament, which is the Injil, the gospel. And now we have the Holy Quran, which is the last testament. And we have been told in the last testament that this is the last prophet that will be sent to mankind. There's been over 200,000 prophets that have been sent to mankind. But the majority of them had no followers.
That's right, Brother Imam.
We should not be like them. We live in a high-tech world of technology where we can find out and learn anything that we want to learn.
That's
and we
right.
need to learn the guidance of Allah to guide us so that we don't fall into the same do-it-myself, I can handle this myself mode of thinking and do what everybody else has been doing. Allah says in the Quran, O my Lord, in the Quran, Allah mentions this complaint of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to him. The Prophet complained. He said, O my Lord, surely they are a people who do not believe. His reply to the messenger was, turn away from them and say peace, for they shall come to know. This is a warning that we have to take very seriously. If we believe in Allah, if we don't believe in Allah, and we don't try to please Allah, whatever happens is going to happen. But we have the power now to not believe what we have been taught. The human mind is developed by all of the ideas, all of the thoughts, we have sensors in our body that take in data, take in information. We have eyes and ears and nose, the smell, lips and mouth and tongue to taste. And we have control of these things. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I think once before I mentioned that Allah is going to close our mouths on Yom Kiyama, and He's going to tell our hands to tell us what He had you doing. Did He have you holding a knife and killing people, or a gun and sticking up people? What do you have your eyes? What do you have you looking at?
That's right.
Legs. And feet, where do you have you going?
Exactly.
And we won't be able to say anything, and none of our lives are going to work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done this before, and people have not believed. Let's not be among them. Let's not be a part of them. So Allah goes on to say, therefore, Muhammad, go on following what has been sent down to you from your Lord. For there is no God besides that one Lord. And leave these hypocrites alone. Let's not be among the hypocrites. This is the reason
right.
why I developed this, the Inner City Voice for Dawah YouTube channel. Because it has the what Allah says about racism. Racism is a huge problem. It may never get solved. But the solution to it is in the Quran, if people will accept it.
That's
but
right.
People are refusing. The knowledge is right there. The guidance and wisdom is right there for us to take.
Yes, it
so
is.
We refuse. And it's the Muslims' responsibility to convey that knowledge. Why are we, the Muslims, in America today? Do you think that Allah does not know who's here? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every year in the fall He guides and directs the trees to shed their branches, shed their leaves and die. Then a few months later, he sends the rains, he sends the sun, and brings them all back to life again.
That's right.
He knows who's here. He's the reason why you're here in America. We have a job to do while we're here.
That's right.
That is to follow Allah, follow His guidance, to understand what He says, and to use it to please Him.
That's right.
But we first got to know what He's saying.
Exactly.
If you're reading the Quran only in Arabic, and you're not reading the Quran in English, the English translations, and you're not reading the tafsir in English, the English translations of the tafsir on the internet. You need to get an understanding, a deeper understanding than just reading what the Quran says. And until we do that, we're going to be suffering, and our children are going to suffer, and our families are going to suffer. Because the life-giving and life-saving forces that are available to us are not being used.
That's a fact.
So we have to exert more effort because this is the last go-around, folks.
That's exactly right. The final call.
We don't know when Yom Kiyama, the Day of Judgment, is coming, and it may not come in our lifetime. But it's on its way.
Fast.
It's coming faster than we think it is. I mean, we go day by day, and we don't realize how fast the days have gone until we look back.
That's exactly right.
We see all that time behind us, and we wonder where it all went, and what have we accomplished by it.
Exactly.
I really encourage you to go to the Inner City Voice for Dawah YouTube channel and listen to those videotapes carefully because it's a detailed explanation of what Allah says and what Allah means when He said, don't backbite. I mean, this is a huge offense, a huge crime, the dishonor
of
the Muslims.
Yes, it is.
This causes people to go to war with each other.
That's right.
And we don't need any infighting among the Muslims.
No, we don't.
We need the Muslims to act like a brotherhood.
That's correct.
And love each other and take care of each other.
That's right.
The rich have to give to the poor. You have to do that.
That's
not your money.
That's right. That sure isn't.
That money is for all of us.
That's right.
And Allah is going to punish you if you fail this test.
That's
and
right.
When you're poor, you're not supposed to get a pistol and go stick up somebody to get money.
That's exactly right.
You're supposed to go to where the money is and ask them for it.
That's exactly right. The believers.
The believers are supposed to give it to you.
That's exactly right.
So we have to understand and accept this as the reality. I mean, I went and spent 14 years of my life overseas trying to learn Arabic because I tried to do what you all are trying to do, which is go to these Aleph Bata classes. Aleph, these are letters in the Arabic alphabet. Aleph, A, Ba, B, Ta, C. And I went to these classes, and I had these Arabic speakers who were very skilled at teaching Arabic. And I couldn't learn nothing because I was speaking English all day. I was dreaming in English, not Arabic. I couldn't develop the vocabulary that I needed and the pronunciation of the words because you use parts of your mouth to speak Arabic that you don't use speaking English. And you have to learn all these things, how to hold your tongue, how to hold your throat.
That's right.
And it's not possible for you to learn how to become fluent in Arabic. I only know one person who was able to become fluent. He was a 19-year-old kid from Buffalo, New York. And we lived in Northern Virginia around a Saudi institute for Arabic studies and sciences. And this boy used to sit in the masjid and talk to the Arabs and ask the Arabs to teach me Arabic. And he was able to, his mind was so porous and so strong that he was able to learn Arabic sitting there talking to them and remember the words and remember the pronunciation and all. And in a couple of years, he was able to speak Arabic and hold an Arabic conversation with somebody. But the majority of us, especially the older ones, you're not going to learn it. Maybe you'd be able to pronounce some of the Arabic words, alhamdulillah. But you don't understand what you're saying.
That's right.
Go to the YouTube, Inner City Voice for Dawah YouTube channel. Listen to these videos.
Now, Brother Imam, is this on the computer? Because I want the people to really get this today, which what you're saying, that's how critical it is for them to save their souls. Could you tell them, explain a little more, what is that? Is this on the computer or what? How can they get this?
Well, first you have to have internet where you are. You turn on the internet and you type in YouTube channel and a box will open up. You write Inner City Voice for Dawah and the videos will come. And then you just click on the arrow in the video and listen.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
But the thing is that it's imperative that we study. It's good to read Arabic. I mean, it's a wonderful language. It sounds good. It feels good when you speak it. And you
That's
feel
right.
good about yourself to be able to learn it.
That's right.
But you're not going to understand everything that you need to understand about that book. Because that's a book of guidance and light.
That's right.
And that's what we need to get out of that, not pronunciation, tajweed. Tajweed is
that's
the pronunciation
right.
in Arabic.
That's right.
Allah is
Thank
not
going to
ask us on Yom Kiyamah how good your Arabic is.
That's she sure isn't.
But he is going to ask you how good your moral behavior is.
Thank you. Clear.
And that's what we have to figure out, how to please him by, I mean, the TV screens are full of half-naked people.
That's
I
right.
I mean, they're coming up with some new program that's coming up called The Bachelors in Paradise.
Right.
I mean, the people are going to be having sex on TV pretty soon.
They're already doing it, brother, man.
They're already doing it.
We're the only ones that care about that. We're the only ones that have the answer to that because they're not reading the Quran. But
That's
we have
right.
to encourage them. Encourage them to read what Allah says about immodesty in the Quran.
That's right.
Because we're supposed to lower our gaze. I mean, you can't
That's
have
right.
young people walking around half naked and they're not going to touch each other.
That's exactly right.
They're saying Bill Cosby to prison.
That's right.
And they got all these sex cases now coming up where these men are taking advantage of young, pretty girls that come to their
That's
office
right.
looking for a job.
That's
and he
right.
He tells them to get naked if you want to get a job here.
That's exactly right.
And we got to do something about that. We're the ones that are responsible for that. We're the ones that have the solution to that. You're not supposed to be walking around here. Women need to understand. Women are in the streets now talking about they have a right to an abortion. They have a right to kill a baby. That baby, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathes into that baby his spirit, that baby comes alive. That's a human being in that body.
That's
and they're
right.
killing them babies. And they're saying that they should have a right to kill that baby in their body because they're supposed to have control over their body.
That's exactly
The time to kill the baby. The time to kill the baby is when they're laying up there with their legs spread open.
That's
and
right.
people jam up in there and put them
That's
babies
right.
up in them.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we have to tell them. We can't be afraid
that's
to
right.
tell them that.
Which
we
you
have
can.
To stand up for that.
That's right.
So it's our responsibility, and Allah knows we're here. He brought us here. We're the ones for these days and times. And it's necessary that we make what Allah says go viral.
That's
they
right.
These silly things going viral every day. We need
to
make
correct.
What Allah says go viral.
That's exactly right. Like this program we're on right here.
It should go viral.
That's right.
Everybody should hear this.
That's right.
Well, who's going to do it but the Muslims? The Muslims have to.
Nobody.
Nobody's going to do it.
That's right. We are charged to do it. The
you
true
know,
Muslim, not just.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, I was just going to say to Brother Imam, there's a difference, and I'm quite sure you know this. There's a difference in the Quran when Allah speaks. Allah in the Quran, he really not speaking to Muslims. He's speaking to the mu'minun, the believers. Muslims do anything. Muslims lie, steal, kill, cheat. They do anything and everything that Allah say don't do. But a true believer, they fear to displease Allah. They fear to disobey Allah. Also, with that, I want to say to all of you Muslims that migrate, immigrants that come to this country, there's a hadith and it's authentic. This is the Quran and hadith. Allah and His Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, say a Muslim is not supposed to leave a Muslim country and go to a non-Muslim country like America unless they go in there to establish His will, Islam. So all you Muslims here thinking that you coming here to live the American dream, and I'm sure with a young Caucasian, a so-called white guy in the store, they like to listen at me because I'm different. I said, how you doing today? He said, I'm living in the dream. I said, well, you want to come out of the dream because dreams eventually turn into nightmares. I said, you want to live in the reality because I had gave him a Quran. I said, so stay in the reality of the Quran. He said, okay, that's what I'll do. So, you know, this is a powerful show here today. And people, it is very serious because what we are talking about going to determine after we die and we're resurrected from our dead graves on the day of resurrection and judgment and stand up before Allah's divine throne and Allah judge us for how we lived in this life, He going to start judging the Muslim first. And He say the Muslim hypocrites, those who knew Islam but they wouldn't practice Islam, they're going to be in the lowest depths or the bottom of the hellfire. So this is serious, people. And also, I want you to know how serious it is for you to take your faith in your Creator personal. Don't look to know, like the brother say, don't even look to know a man to save you. Nobody can save you but you. Allah says if your faith or your religion is by birth or by the location where you're at, even who's been teaching you, He say, okay, if it's make it more personal with me. See, Allah say everybody that he created them as an individual soul. He said they're going to die as an individual by themselves. He said they're going to be resurrected by themselves. And he said they're going to be judged by themselves. He said that nobody will get any help on the day of judgment except what's inside, recorded inside the record of their heart, their deeds. It's called the record of deeds. Even the courts we got, they go by the Quran when they say record of deeds. That means that your record that followed you throughout your life, what you did, was you a criminal or was you a good person? And that's why the judge makes his determination even here by your record. And Allah got the record. When he created us, he had us angels recording our deeds, good and bad, until the day we die. And we are resurrected. And Allah say the only thing he's going to say to us on the day of judgment is read your own record. Your own record is proof enough to make out a clear account whether you believed and obeyed me or you disobeyed me and disbelieved in me. Now, I want to read this from the Quran briefly because we're probably about near the end. Allah says here, and people, this is very serious and special for you Muslims because we are supposed to be the leaders. And we are the main cause of the world being in the shape, the evil shape is in, the Muslim, the Muslim, because Allah say this in the Quran. Allah say those who rest not their hope on their meeting with Allah in the hereafter, that means you're afraid to die, but they are pleased with this life right here, and they done made this a fool, their fool's paradise. And he say, and those who don't take heed of his signs here, he said they are bold, meaning they are in at their judgment. On the day of judgment would be the fire of hell because of the evil that they earned. Now look at what Allah say. He said they earned evil. So people, actually, you can't come before Allah and say the devil made me do wrong or somebody else made me do wrong. No, we have what's called a limited free will. You choose the right or wrong. You choose whether you want to be true to Allah or you don't want to obey Allah. So it's your own choice that's going to eventually get you into eternal heaven after in the hereafter or eternal hell. And I want to read this right here to you so you'll know about the good that everybody talk about. I'm good. I look at my children are good. I'm good. All good come from Allah. Ain't nobody good. All of us are bad. Ain't nothing in this world good. It's all just a test. It's an illusion. Allah is the only reality, and Allah is all good. Allah say the good and the beautiful things and the useful things in our life in this world all come from Allah. Allah say, yet most people are ungrateful for his goodness, and they run after the short-lived material things of this world. He said, yet the material things in their physical life are no better than the green of the field that lasts for a season, then they perish, they're gone. Allah said his call is to an eternal home of peace. He said, who, will you not answer his call to an eternal home of peace and obey him and get an eternal home of peace after you die and you resurrected? Allah said, know ye all that Allah is the one who sustains and cherishes all creation. Nobody else can sustain you. That's why the people are destroying themselves, the most of the people, because they have forgot Allah. And Allah say, when you forget him, you forget your soul. Allah say, he have no partner. Ain't none but one Allah, one creator. And Allah say, he speaks to us, human beings and his creatures, and guides mankind through his wonderful book, the Quran, unmatched by any other book. Assalamu alaikum.
Malikum Islam. You're listening to the first broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we pray a lot that you are really sitting and absorbing and taking it all in. We have our beautiful, beautiful Imam from Georgia and also Imam Shaitabad, they're bringing us some strong knowledge here today. Strong information. Strong guidance. And we need to listen carefully and not listen and be entertained, but listen for the nourishment, the feeding of our souls and our minds. And get this information, get this knowledge, and use it to better ourselves here on earth. Because we are a test, for which is best in conduct. We have to receive the right guidance in order to be best in conduct. So we want to thank a lot for these brothers. Thank them for these brothers and their patience and kindness and desire to come on and reach you and teach you. So you won't have any reason to say, well, I didn't know. You know now. Now let's take this guidance, take it seriously, people, when you leave here. Whatever you need to do to improve yourself, your way of life, your soul, and all. Check it out. Do it. Turn towards the Creator, the Almighty God of Allah, and follow the directions that these books are giving you. Listen to this information. Jot down what you need to jot down. And check out these brothers. Check out this information. And strive to make a better self for yourself, because people, we have to unite as one human family. We can't unite as a human family until we understand what family means, what family is. We don't have families anymore like we used to. Everything is divided. Even families all broke. They're no example for us. They have to get themselves back together. So it all begins with self. We all should teach ourselves to be in school and learn the best way to live our lives to please our Creator.
That's right.
Now, we're going to have our imam from Georgia to give us the word again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Allah says, therefore declare, O Muhammad, openly what you are commanded, and turn away from the polytheists. What are polytheists? These are the people that believe in 3, 4, 5, 6, and 10 gods.
That's right.
Surely we will suffice you against the scoffers, those who set another god with Allah, so they shall come to know. And surely we know that your heart is distressed at what they say. Therefore, celebrate the praise of your Lord and be of those who make prostration to Allah. There are so many verses that make it clear that the role of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was simply to deliver the divine message. That is the Quran to people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned the disbelievers of hell and brought good news to the believers. He was not a controller or keeper over the people. And he
That's
was
right.
not the answer for their disbelief.
That's right.
These are some of the relevant verses. And those who disbelieve say, if only a sign had been sent down upon him, Muhammad, from his Lord. You are not, O Muhammad, but a warner, and for every
That's
people,
right.
a guide.
That's
is
right,
guide.
Every people. That's right, for every people.
For all mankind. Not
That's
just
right.
for the Muslims. This is this.
That's
this
right.
word is not just for the Muslims. This is for all,
no, sir.
All of us.
That's right.
All mankind, which includes all womankind.
That's right.
And it's our responsibility as Muslims who are living the good life to come down off our high horse, because you ain't taking none of this with you.
You sure isn't.
TV, that's going to be left here when you leave. And you
that's
definitely
right.
leave it.
You sure is.
And you should be happy to leave if you've done the right thing.
That's exactly right, brother.
That's all I have, brother. It's time, probably time for us to get ready to wind down. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, well, wa alaikum assalam. We thank Allah for you very, very much, brother Imam. Maybe more than you can imagine, especially me, because the teachings, you simplify the teachings of Islam. And Allah told Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon the last and universal, beautiful Prophet, for all people. He say, when you send your followers out to teach the people, the world, make my truth easy for them to understand, because Allah said in the Quran, he made his truth easy for people to understand and remember. Like that young man you said that learned the Arabic. Allah has made it easy. But this English language is a corrupt language, and it discourages you from trying to learn the truth. It actually discourages you from trying to learn Arabic. The Arabic in the Quran, that is. The language of Allah. Allah says here in the Quran, in my conclusion, Allah, there is no God but Allah. And then Allah, therefore, let the believers put their trust, you see. And Allah says here, as you just said, ain't nobody taking nothing with them. So you can forget about that. And you've heard this, probably heard this saying too, you ain't never seen a billionaire, his hearse, and then another box or something behind him with his billion in there, taken to the graveyard to put in the ground with him. You ain't going to see that. You know, you don't see that. You don't see the people taking furniture and stuff to the graveyard when they people die, putting it in the grave with them. Because you don't take nothing with you. You bring nothing here. Allah say he creates you bare and naked alone by yourself. And bare means naked and by yourself. And he said, you're going to lead the same way. And you're going to be, you'll put in the ground and the bugs and things that Allah created in his creation to eat your flesh off your body. They're going to eat your flesh off your body, and you ain't going to be able to do nothing about that either. Showing that you ain't got no power. Stop walking around here with your head high, thinking it's about you. I ain't nothing. You are nothing. Allah is the only reality. Our reality is only in Allah's reality. You want to be real, you hear people around here talking about, and it's a fad, be real, I'm for real, and don't even have a clue to what reality is, that Allah is the only reality. They be talking about things are real, not the creator of the things. So Allah says here in Surah 64, as I get ready to conclude, he said it's for all, not just Muslims, but for all people listening that ain't listening. When you listening, please take this back to the people that ain't listening. Your riches are here in this material world, he's saying, your children too may be but a trial. They're just a trial, a test. The Imam said that. But Allah say the best of rewards, it's the highest and best of rewards is in the presence of Allah. So Allah says, fear Allah. It says here in the English, as much as you can, but that's not true. In Arabic, it would be fear Allah all the time. Listen and obey Allah all the time. And spend in charity, that is good works, trying to help make mankind better for the benefit of your own soul. So when you do good, Muslims and people that say you're in religion, Christian, Muslim or Jews or whoever you are, you ain't doing it for the people. You're doing it to save your own soul. You ain't doing it to just please Allah because Allah needs you to please him. You're doing it to save your soul from the hell fire. Allah say, and those saved from the stinginess, being stinginess of their own soul. So Allah say, when you're stingy, you are stingy. You're selling your soul. You ain't giving nobody nothing, helping nobody. He say you're selling your soul. And this old saying we got, and you all probably know this plainly in English, whatever person gain to gain the whole wide world of riches and lose their immortal soul. They gain nothing and they've lost everything. So this is what I want to share with you. And Allah says here in my conclusion at the end, Allah say, And this is metaphorical, meaning that it ain't just literal, but I'll, inshallah, break down what it means. Allah said, if you alone mean that if you, he give you free will. So he say, if you bring that free will back to him and say, Allah, even though you give me a little freedom to do what I want to do, I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to live my life to please you, and everything you give me, I want to use it only to please you and spread your righteousness on earth. Allah says, so those who say, I loan to you, give back to you, Allah, my life and everything I got, Allah say he will increase everything they got here, and Allah say he will add that to their credit on the day of judgment. And Allah say he will grant them forgiveness of all their sins, for Allah say he is ready to appreciate any service you do to please him, because he's often forgiven and most forbearing, and he's the knower of what is hidden and what is open, exalted in might and all wise.
You have 3 minutes.
Okay, and with the 3 minutes, assalamu alaikum, with the 3 minutes, I want Brother Imam to just give a short comment, about a minute, and I'll close with prayer.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillahi, man. Shaitanir rajim. Inshallah, Allah will make us better. Better Muslims. Better people. Better fathers. Better mothers. Better sons and daughters. Better neighbors.
Ameen. Thank you very much. So Brother Imam actually said a beautiful prayer. I thank him for that. May Allah bless him for his efforts in supporting us to reach you. So people, I just want to say that in my conclusion of prayer, that we ask Allah, our Creator, the Creator of all people and all creation, to forgive us if we said anything that wasn't of Allah. And we ask Allah to bless us and increase our faith and our love and our desire to want to please and obey our Creator rather than try to satisfy ourselves or anybody else, which is impossible to do. Because this prayer is in the Quran. Allah say hearts, listen carefully, H-E-A-R-O-T-S, hearts only do find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. So what do that really mean? What is remembering Allah? Remembering Allah is to remember to do all good all the time. That's what remembering Allah is. You can't remember Allah and you're out here killing somebody. You're out here having sex and you ain't married. You're out here two women sleeping together, two men sleeping together, intimately, killing babies, like having abortions, like taking life, that Allah give life. And Allah say he's the giver of life and death, not you. And Allah ain't give no woman the right to take the life that he created her. She ain't created that life. Talk about my child, my body. Did you create your body? No, then it ain't your body. Did you create that child? Then it ain't your child. They go for you too, so-called men or males, thinking that you create babies. Oh, my children. That's just by human language, but ain't nobody got no children. All of you are children, and us, we all was created by our Creator, and we all going back to him to be judged as individuals. And on that day, Allah said a mother won't even know her son. A father won't even recognize that they were all individually created by a Creator to serve him individually. And none of them can't save each other. Though they were a family on this earth.
Your time is up now.
Okay, I will say. Okay, assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you all. Thank you for listening.
Wa alaikum assalam. We thank you for joining us. I mean, I pray that you will join us again next Sunday. That you have received your taking with you some guidance and information and direction that will carry you through and help you become a better person and become a person more pleasing to your Creator. And pass the word on. Have a great day. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one to fulfill all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get the job done. There were many roads and obstacles.